Lesson 18.
New technology is changing the way. We do business. Experts predict. That robots will soon be able to handle many jobs. In the service and food industries. This process is known as automation. It isn't difficult to teach a robot. To do such tasks as scanning barcodes. Or putting items on store shelves. A recent report in the United States suggests that 2/3 of the work done by grocery store workers can be automated. Already, we are seeing more automation in stores. Some supermarkets have a self-service corner. Where customers can scan and pay for groceries using only a machine. A major American fast food company recently introduced the same concept. In some stores, as well as the traditional way of paying at the counter, customers can use touchscreen technology to order and pay for their food. The company says this is a good thing for customers. As it reduces the chance of a mistake in their order. Automation may also be helpful during busy times in the store, when there are many customers. More workers can move to the kitchen to help, while customers use the self-service corner . However, some people believe that automation will make life worse. They argue that what is good for business may not be good for people. Automation may have a negative effect on those who don't have much social contact, such as elderly people who live alone. For such people, speaking to staff at at a store is a kind of social interaction. Which is considered necessary for a happy life. It is clear that automation will increase. In the near future, since it can save both time and money. However, we need to think carefully about the future. Will our lives really improve? Thanks to more automation? It is important to achieve a balance. Between human service and automated service.